Okay, I can do this, no problem. It's simply a matter of letting my higher self take over, achieving enlightenment, and becoming a radiant being of white light. Easy peasy. Surreptitiously, I adjust myself on my yoga mat so I'm facing the sun directly and push down the spaghetti straps of my top. I don't see why you can't reach ultimate bliss consciousness and get an even tan at the same time. I'm sitting on a hillside in the middle of Sri Lanka at the Blue Hills Resort and Spiritual Retreat, and the view is spectacular. Hills and tea plantations stretch ahead, then merge into a deep blue sky. I can see the bright colors of tea pickers in the fields, and if I swivel my head a little, I can glimpse a distant elephant padding slowly along between the bushes. And when I turn my head still further, I can see Luke, my husband. He's the one on the blue yoga mat in the cut-off linen trousers and tatty old top, sitting cross-legged with his eyes closed. I know, it's just unbelievable. After 10 months of honeymoon, Luke has turned into a totally different person from the man I married. The old corporate Luke has vanished. The suits have disappeared. He's tanned and lean, his hair is long and sun-bleached, and he's still got a few of the little plaits he had put in on Bondi Beach. Round his wrist is a beaded bracelet he got in Tanzania, and in his ear is a tiny silver hoop. Luke Brandon with an earring. Luke Brandon sitting cross-legged. As though he can feel my gaze, he opens his eyes and smiles, and I beam back happily. 10 months married, and not a single row. Well, you know, only the odd little one. "Siddhasana," says our yoga teacher, Chandra. He's a tall, thin man in baggy white yoga trousers, and he always speaks in a soft, patient voice.
"Clear your minds of all extraneous thought."
Around me, I'm aware of the 8 or 9 others in the group moving into position on their mats. Obediently, I place my right foot on my left thigh. Okay, clear my mind, concentrate. I don't want to boast, but I find clearing my mind pretty easy. I don't quite get why anyone would find it difficult. I mean, not thinking has to be a lot easier than thinking, doesn't it? In fact, the truth is, I'm a bit of a natural at yoga. We've only been on this retreat for 5 days, but already I can do the lotus and everything. I was even thinking I might set up as a yoga teacher when we go back home. Maybe I could set up a partnership with Trudy Styler, I think in sudden excitement. God, yes! And we could launch a range of yoga wear too, all soft greys and whites with a little logo.
"Focus on your breathing,"
Chandra is saying. Oh, right, yes, breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe. God, my nails look fab. I had them done at the spa, little pink butterflies on a white background. And the antennae are little diamonds. They are so sweet. Except one seems to have fallen off. I must get that fixed.
Becky!
Chandra's voice makes me jump. He's standing right there, gazing at me with this look he has. Kind of gentle and all-knowing, like he can see right inside your mind.
"You do very well, Becky,"
he says.
"You have a beautiful spirit."
I feel a sparkle of delight all over. I, Rebecca Brandon, née Bloomwood, have a beautiful spirit.